my next speaker is myself, and I start on slide 105, and I'm talking about the Emergency Data Exchange Language Resource Messaging Specification Prototype, or actually not prototype. This is a sample implementation of the specification, and this slide only shows the title of the SourceForge project that I've started to do this. Next slide, slide 106, takes you through the basic first page. After you've logged in, you go to the EDXL-DE, and if you recall, I specifically mentioned DE, and Alessandro mentioned DE. It's the wrapper, the distribution element that contains the information for confidentiality, sender information, any sort of access control, and a few other items about the actual content. It describes the message payload content, and in this case, it would be an EDXL message of a particular predefined type. From here, the user can navigate to any other page of the application or to choose to begin to work on a new EDXL RM message, and we have one selected here as an example. The EDXL RM application opens onto the EDXL DE page because every RM message, including messages that the user creates from scratch that are not one of the 16 predefined message types, need to be wrapped in an EDXL distribution element for routing. Please note that the larger top row of tabs navigate to the major information categories. EDXL RM falls into this sort of structure or architecture because all messages contain elements from these major categories: contact information, resource information, response information, schedule information, and geospatial information. The page also shows the drop-down list of those 16 predefined messages. If we can move on to the next slide, slide 107, please. This page is intended to show the depth of the individual message pages. What you were seeing in Alessandro's example was an actual end-user application, so all of this stuff is generally speaking taken away from the viewer so that the user doesn't have to deal with all this. However, the information on all this is contained in the XML that you saw that Alessandro provided examples of. So this page shows the depth of the individual message pages. It's fairly self-explanatory, and shows the basis for the decision to develop a sample implementation that can lead to largely or totally graphical interfaces that take the need for the user to work with such details out of the user's experience entirely. You can either use drop-down menus of existing values for names and whatnot, such as you were asking about an information model, Chuck, and that fills them in automatically. Because any message may refer to multiple resources, each resource may have multiple schedule types associated with it, the decision was made in this case to include three resources with three schedule types each to hit the best guess of what will be a happy medium for application developers to develop. That doesn't mean that each message is going to be this long, but all of them will be about this long because they contain the same elements. If we move on to slide 108, this slide shows a typical major information category page. This is contact information, which is included in every message type and which contains a table from which individual records can be selected from the common database that serves the application. These records will then populate the form below